is a divine characteristic, which is wonderful. You decided that the violence is not for me, so my thoughts and words and deeds will support it. Okay. And you didn't do anything violent, you didn't say anything violent, and you didn't even think of anything violent. So this is enlightenment, and you're right. But what we are talking about is going beyond the mind, beyond the thoughts, by eliminating everything that has opposite, even the violent and non-violence. In that, we will have the mind of Buddha, the enlightened mind, the mind that does not need to think in order to accomplish. You know. Any question from you?
No.
Okay.
Observing everything.
Mm-hmm. All right, now we talked and it was very productive as we, to the extent that we understood it. Now I like to talk about the intention, how we can go, and what I mean by intention. And we're going into the meditation. With the eyes half open, even though you see whatever you see from your eyes, bring your intention inward, as if you rolled your eyes inward, which you don't need to. And don't let the intention escape you. All your intention goes inwardly, the eyes half open. And every time the thoughts comes, your intention does not waver one inch. Bring your intention out, which if you were given a lot of intention, it would be very hard for you to let it go because it's so incredibly peaceful. Mahmood, did you get a hang of it? Yes. This is what I mean by intention. When the intention goes inwardly, there is no mind. Because you are holding on to your intention. Actually, you're holding on to yourself, and it's completely conceptless. This is what it makes it so potent. Now, what I like to tell you is that whatever is said here, it really works. So if you have any question, if you have any confusion, don't let this chance perhaps not sink in and say, I this is not my place. It will help. Not because I said so, because it just does. Is a real deal place to be and to work. If you're tired of your agitation of the mind, if we are tired of ups and downs, there are very, very good chance that by practicing what is said here, you can free yourself in a very short time.
So it's probably true that for many years I've misplaced or misunderstood intention.
Yes.
Because I really thought intention was a product of the mind.
Yes.
Where you use your mind to concentrate on
yes.
something, whatever you're making or doing or whatever.
Yes.
But going into this meditation, I recognize the first thing you said, that we're meditating, so there is no mind.
That's right.
So when there's no mind, intention becomes something really, very different.
Yes, it becomes the subtlest that you can actually hold on.
Yeah.
It becomes, yes, it becomes the sun and the magnifying glass, and it is so amazing when you come to the orbit of living by truth that nothing we believed, Mahmoud, was anything but the product of the things and misunderstood. And this is why in my book, Most Precious, they ask about the characteristic of a realized soul. One of the things is that it walks, he or she walks without a trace. In other words, because they don't have all of this stuff to make a trace out of it. But they are very misunderstood. Why? Because if you use your mind, you will not understand a person like this. That's why I said, to the extent that you understand what I'm saying, to that extent you will benefit from it. Not any more or not any less. You know, the truth is spoken. It all depends on the undoing of the false. And this is why we spend so much time eliminating the luggage. We learn not to tell the stories anymore, you know, repeated stories. And also, what is temporary? Oh, it's temporary? Then we know the nature of the mind, and our concentration is free. You see, Mahmoud, it doesn't have the hold of the mind to make the concentration in its own image. When we have dismissed the opposite and the temporary, our concentration is free now and is very potent. So how many of you were persuaded by a couple of thoughts maybe during this time? And then you saw yourself in an elevator going up and you just pulled back again. Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, and how many of you did not get fooled and stayed where you needed to stay? You did?
No, I did. I mean, I did.
Fantastic! And those of you, and also Tony, all of you that had that experience, was it not hard to reverse this into the outside?
It's very easy to come back, though.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, did you see the difference that harder concentration make you actually abode in a place that you need to abode?
I just noticed that the vision started going away when I went in.
Oh yeah, yeah. You don't see outside, even though you can.
It startled me, so I would keep coming back, and then I would go, and then I realized it's because I was going too much yourself, right?
Yes, there is two ways. There are people that are so involved with their mind they can be sitting here and not seeing anybody. I'm not talking about that, and you don't talk about that either. And there's ours, that we are so much in the self that nothing exists, and that is the reality.
Okay.
Nothing exists but the self. Yes, Richard. How was your experience? Don't tell me you transcended. I pull my hair out.
No, I did not transcend.
Thank God for her hair.
No, I did not transcend.
Okay.
Vision got a little damped. And I was able to spend time without thoughts. Still look at just one spot, and I was aware of the spot prepared.
Did you feel like your intentions was reversed from seeing to something much subtler inwardly?
There's no intention at all to see. I was just looking at the spot and it was there.
No. Okay, we gotta do it again.
Okay.
I'm getting to a places with you guys that there is no words.
Yeah.
All I can do is sit here and go like this. What do you see more than that? Yeah. You guys should be so happy because we're going beyond words now.
You're doing like the thing.
Yeah.
Right. I thought you was.
Okay, let's go again.
So give us some guidance again.
Okay, I am. With the eyes more than half open, you just stare at the innocent place. As matter of fact, no big deal. And then you reverse your attention from what you see and the process of seeing inwards. Your intention is inwards. Anytime there is a thought, your intention is not moving, is not perceiving, it's just one-pointed inner. It would come out, and sometimes it might for a second shift to out, and then immediately pull itself in. Richard, was it different this time? Did you get it?
No thoughts.
Mm-hmm. So far, so good. There was a place of no place. Were you in the place of no place?
No, I'm still there.
Okay, Mihaila, you were in the place of no place. Okay. Who else was in the place of no place?
Okay. Split second.
Yeah, good. A split second is very good. Place of no place? Okay, we accomplished fantastic tonight.
Could you be in the place of no place when everything just went blank for an instant?
No, there is an intention. There is an intention, extraordinary, exclusive intention that is of in no place.
I was with Richard.
He's happy to have your support.
Tony. Actually, I think I know exactly what Richard is saying because mm-hmm. I feel I can go there, mm-hmm. the area he's talking about.
Yes.
But I can't stay there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It escapes me. Mm-hmm. Like I have to really concentrate on.
Well, Richard goes, where the place Richard goes is a very peaceful place, but we're talking about intention. Because you have to reverse being, we were consciously aware of all the stuff that is in our mind and in the society. In order to open the gate of the prison for good, your intention now has to be exclusively inwardly. Do you understand? Peace comes with it, but it's not, I'm not talking about just peace. I want to know if you're aware of that intention, nothing but intention inwardly. Are you aware of that? Which is concentrated on a no place that I can speak of. This is opening the jail.
I was aware all the time that there was an intention to go in.
Okay, then you got it. Yes.
I was there too.
Yes, Mahmoud, tell me your